Daf Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Ches. The Mishnah said Ein Machzirin as Hashever. You're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. But Rav Huna Bagdasah says in the name of Shmuel Halacha Machzirin as Hashever. The Halacha is exactly the opposite of what the Mishnah says, that you are allowed to reset a broken bone on Shabbos. And Rav Yehuda forced Rabbi Bar Bachana to come to his shir by taking away his something that belonged to him until he would come to the shir, and he felt justified in doing so because Rabbi Bar Bachana taught him this Halacha that Shmuel said that against the Mishnah, that he had no idea, even though Shmuel was from the same place he was from, he had no idea of this halacha. Rav Avya, once he heard that Shmuel held against the Mishnah, that you're allowed to be machzir as a shever on Shabbos, he thought maybe the other halachas of the Mishnah could be compromised also, about massaging a dislocated hand or foot in cold water. But Rav Yosef told him, no, hechad itmar itmar, hechad lo itmar lo itmar, where we're told that you don't have to follow what it says in the Mishnah, that the halacha is not that way, that we have a different version of the Mishnah, that's where we say it, otherwise we can't make it up, we can't apply it to other halachas in the Mishnah. That was the end of that parak of parak Habayis. So then the next parak begins. Shola de mechaveru kadayin mekadei shemen b'vad shlo yermel alveni. Although there is an isser of mekach memkar on Shabbos and Yantav, a person is allowed to borrow jugs of wine and oil so long as he avoids using the word halveni. The magic word he has to use is hashi'ileni. It has to be lashon of she'ela. And Abaye explains that Abaye explains to Rava bar Rav Chanan that the word halveni usually means long term, and since it's long term, there's a gezeira we're afraid he's going to come to write it down. Hashileni is something that's more short term, and therefore there's no reason that he would come to write it down. Now, once we mention the conversation between Abaye and Rava bar Rav Chanan, the Gemara mentions two other conversations that these same two Amorayim had. The first is that Abaye explained to Rava bar Rav Chanan that even though kol mili diyomtov kamadav shel shnuyim mishaninan, anything we do on Yantov we do with as much of a shinoy as possible, women do not schlep water from the river with any sort of shinoy, because any potential shinoy that you would do, any of the four possible shinoyim, would also involve compromising some other halacha. For instance, if you fill the water with smaller buckets, that's a shinoy, but that will involve taking more trips. You fill larger buckets, that's a shinoy, but that will involve more exertion in schlepping larger buckets. You put a cloth over it, it's a shinoy, but it would involve a chshash schita. You cover it with a lid, it's a shinoy, but if the lid falls off, you're going to come to tie it on. So everything has a halachic compromise on the other side, and therefore they don't use a shinoi. The second conversation that the Gemara says between Abaye and Rav Bar Rav Chanan is that Abaye explained that we don't stop people from clapping and dancing on Yantiv, nor do we stop people from sitting at the end of a lechi in a mavoy on Shabbos, nor do we stop people from eating and drinking up until the moment Yom Kippur starts, even though all of these things should not be done, because we say mutav shiyushogin v'alyum azidin. We'd rather them do it b'shogeg rather than us inform them of what they're doing wrong, and then they'll continue to do it b'meizid. And we even say this on Dim Daraisa, because Tosafos Yom Kippur is Daraisa, and apparently we still say Mutav Shushag and Vali Mazid, and even on Dinim Daraisa. V'chein isha mechavirta kikaros. Mishnah said a woman should not borrow loaves of bread from her neighbor using the word halveni, but the implication is that during the week, there's no problem with borrowing a loaf of bread and then repaying a loaf of bread. Aye, what about ribbis? What about the fact that the price of bread could change, and it's going to be a problem of ribbis? So the Gemara says we must be talking about a case where kitzta meha, there's a set price for bread that doesn't change, and that's why there's no ribbis problem, because otherwise there may taka be a ribbis problem. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about halva as yomtov. If a loan is made on yomtov using the word hashileni, as like you're supposed to, there's a machlokas amarayim whether you can go and claim that loan in court later on. Rabba amar nitna litva, Rav Yosef amar lo nitna litva. That Rabba says you can, Rav Yosef says that you can't, because it will lead people to write it down. The Gemara makes three attempts to prove which opinion is correct. First attempt is that our Mishnah suggests that a talus with that leaving a talus with the lender as a collateral is a good idea, and that seems unnecessary if you can make a claim in court. What do you need to leave the talus there? Just go make a tviya in court for the talus, for the money that he owes you. So that's a proof against Rabba, and the Gemara answers no. Amar lo bi'ina delekum bedina v'dayana. Maybe the reason he wants to leave the talus there is because he doesn't want to bother with court. Court's a big hassle. He doesn't want to have to deal with it. Second right, the Gemara tries to shochet as a part of v'chilka b'Rosh Hashanah. If a person gives portions of meat to his friends on Rosh Hashanah, on the Rosh Hashanah that follows the Shemitah year, and the previous Elul was 30 days long, Shemitah cancels the loan. The implication is that the loan otherwise would be collectible, even though it was made on Rosh Hashanah. So again, another raya. So the Gemara answers that if the previous month was really 30 days long, then it turns out that the loan was not made in Rosh Hashanah. The loan was actually made on the last day of Elul. So that's why it's not a raya. Third raya the Gemara tries is that in that same Mishnah we're told that if the previous Elul had only 29 days, the loan is not cancelled, again implying that the loan is collectible even though it was made on Yantif. So the Gemara says, now that Mishnah just means to say that if the person volunteers to pay it, the lender is allowed to accept it without saying Mishamid Ani, without telling him, no, I'm allowing Shemitah to cancel it. But the loan cannot actually be claimed in Beis Din. It's not a right that you're allowed to actually claim it in Beis Din. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Makdish on the Pischa b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan holds a person can be Makdish his Karban Pesach on Shabbos. And our Mishnah, which said that when you buy a Karban Pesach on Shabbos, you can leave your talus with the seller as a collateral, seems to be a very good raya to this Pesach of Rabbi Yochanan, because it assumes you're buying and being Makdish your Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Gemara says not such a good raya. The Mishnah might only be speaking about when you're adding new people to be registered on that Karban Pesach, to be Menuyin on that Karban Pesach, but the Karban Pesach was already Muktash from beforehand. Gemara concludes Rabbi Yochanan only allows being Makdish Karbanos on Shabbos when it's kavua lehem zman. There's a set time that the carbon has to be brought, like a carbon Pesach, which has to be brought in Erev Pesach. But when you're dealing with carbonos that have no set time that they have to be brought on, then you're not allowed to be makdish such carbonos on Shabbos.